Hello, it's Matt, and this is a Proud Podcast. Let's face it, most people don't want to become leaders. It can be a thankless task at times, which will make you unpopular with some people and open you up to more criticism. So who on earth wants to become a leader? I'm recording this podcast in mid-June 2020 and we're still in the depths of the COVID-19 crisis. I hope as you listen to this, you and your loved ones are keeping safe and well. This is part 5 of my 5 Proud Core Business Skills and based on my Make You and Your Organisation Proud ebook guide that I wrote in 2016. In previous podcasts, I've explained the 5 stages of persuasive public speaking, the 3 P's, why she is the reason why we don't set goal outcomes, and the agree and suggest language technique. So what am I going to share with you today? PROUD is an acronym and stands for Presenting, Relationships, Outcomes, Understanding, and the 5th and final letter is D and stands for Direction. In this context, direction is to do with leadership skills, having a clear direction and leading those that want to follow on that journey. There are various areas of leadership we could explore, and I think the best place to start is at the beginning by having a clear idea of where we are. Therefore, in this podcast episode, let us explore together the 4 phases of leadership. So who wants to become a leader? I don't know many people that want to become a leader, but I do know who wants you to become a leader. Your employer wants you to become a leader, or if you're a business owner, your employees want you to become a leader. And your best clients want you to become a leader too. As I said at the start, leadership can be a thankless task at times, which will make you unpopular with some people and open you up to more criticism. Having said that, if you believe that while we are on this planet, it is important to make a difference, create significance and leave something once we are gone that had real meaning and a legacy of longevity, then the best way of maximising that is through our ability to lead and inspire others to generate more impact for our organisation. The more value we give, the more value we receive. Hence, the best way of adding more value is growing and leading a team. One of the best feelings in the world is the pride we feel when members of our team that we have helped nurture produce results that were beyond their initial comprehension. I remember when 2 of my team were asked to speak on stage in front of over 2,000 delegates about their business success, and it was one of the best feelings ever. So if leadership is important, would it be okay if we learnt some skills to help ensure we are being the best we can? The purpose of this podcast episode is to give an introductory overview to my 4 phases of leadership and encourage you to start considering what phase you may be with members of your team and how to progress. There are various leadership models, so use what is most useful to you. I created 4 phases as it keeps it simple enough for people to understand. On the face of it, my model may appear simplistic, but be aware that the ability to progress through the 4 phases requires completely different mindsets and time. So let me explain what the model looks like. Imagine an equilateral triangle. The bottom is wide and the top is narrow. The triangle is divided into 4 horizontal sections. The largest section at the bottom is named level. The next phase, like, is smaller. The next phase is leverage and continues to get smaller until we reach the top section of the triangle, which is the legacy phase. Phase 1, level. I've heard it said by another leadership expert that just because someone has a position of leadership doesn't automatically make them a leader. So the first phase, level, is where someone is given a level of responsibility within an organisation. People follow them because they have to and it is expected of them. The level phase can be at any place in the structure of the organisation. Whether that is a team leader, project manager, regional manager, director, partner, wherever. The triangle is not the structure of the organisation, but the phase you are at in your leadership skill ability. We all start at the level phase. At this phase, trust is low and therefore your people will be less inclined to put themselves forward, go that extra mile, or want to progress within the organisation. The commitment levels will be very much a 9-to-5 attitude. Therefore, the potential results are usually underwhelming, such as single-digit growth. The reason why the area is larger than the three higher steps is that there are significantly more people at this phase. Most people stay at this phase for lots of reasons, including that they lack ambition for themselves and, more importantly, for their team. Phase 2, like. In the second phase, we move to focusing on the people and our relationships with them. The people we are responsible for start to follow us because they want to, and not because the position dictates it. After a while of being at this phase with your people, it can become very enjoyable. Our resource allocation is probably 80% of our time dedicated to personal results and 20% of our time on the team. What we need to be careful of is that we continue to focus on the results as well as the relationships. Wonderful relationships are great as long as the aim and the purpose of the organisation is met. Our organisations need to continue to grow and constantly add value to our clients. Having an organisation with high levels of trust is different to being a social club. They both have their place. Knowing which is crucial. Phase 3, leverage. This is the third phase of our leadership journey. It requires time and active support in our team's professional development. The leverage phase is where we start to get duplication in our organisation. Our team already follows us because they want to, and they themselves go beyond that and start to replicate the results we produce and subsequently start to inspire their teams. We are now adding to our outputs and our organisation becomes proactive. Your team is doing things from their own initiative because of your level of personal confidence and the trust you have developed with them. You have given them opportunities to fail, as well as support and learning for how to improve next time. At this phase, our resource allocation continues to change and we spend less time on our personal results and even more time developing our team. Please note, it is developing our team and not more time managing our team. Phase 4, legacy. This fourth and final phase at the top of the triangle is small for a reason. Very few leaders reach this phase. It takes considerable time within an organisation and significant investment in both our personal as well as our team's professional development. The legacy phase is where we get duplication in our organisation. Our team already has leaders within it and their people are wanting to follow them. So we progress from adding to our outputs to multiplying our outputs. At this phase, our resource allocation is more like 80% time spent on developing the team and 20% on our time on personal production for the organisation. We can afford to do this because the team are multiplying the efforts we would have obtained in the previous phase. The focus is more on the future of what the organisation can become and how it will impact its clients and staff. This phase of leadership also has an emphasis on your succession so you can move on to your next development role and the organisation will continue to grow without you. Note, we will be at different phases with each person in our organisation. For example, someone that has just joined our team is going to be at the level phase as trust and the relationship has not had chance to develop. Task. For the task in this podcast, I invite you to write down the names of your five top people in your organisation and then write next to each of them the phase you are with them. Do they see you as a leader in the level phase and it is because of your authority that they do what you say? Do they see you as a leader in the like phase where they want to do things for you because you have a good relationship? Maybe they see you at the leverage phase. They're inspired what you and the organisation stand for and they're becoming leaders themselves. Or maybe even they see you at the legacy phase. They're inspired what you and the organisation stand for and that enthusiasm, values and productivity is replicated through their teams. And they are competent and willing to step into your shoes. Once you have completed this task and you have reflected on what phase each of the five people are, then take a little time to consider what you can do to progress to the next phase with each of them. So I suggest you do three columns on a piece of paper. The first column on the left is person, column in the middle is phase, and this will either be level, like, leverage or legacy. And the column on the right hand side is next step. So I suggest you get the people, write their names down in the left hand column, so under person. So for example, the first person on the left hand column is Jane Smith. Then you write down the phase they're in, perhaps they're in level phase, and the column on the right hand side, next step, and then whatever the next step is to help you get that person and your relationship from level up to like. So it's not just a case of they're following you because they have to, but they're following you as a leader because they like you and they like what you stand for. I don't know if you've listened to all five parts of my Proud Core Business Skills podcast episodes. If you've had, then you will have explored some of the following things. Number one, P in presenting. You'll have a clearer idea of where you are in the five stages of persuasive public speaking, and consequently, what to do to have greater impact on your marketplace. Depending on the time you are listening to this, whether it's COVID-19 or post-COVID-19 time, you'll be able to speak safely in public in front of groups of people, or if it's not safe still, on video calls, socially distancing from home or in an isolated office. Number two, R for relationships. You'll have explored my three P's, so you can clearly explain the people, their problem, and how you add value to your clients through your possibilities. Number three, O for outcomes. You'll have an insight into why goal outcome setting is important and why we find it so difficult. Number four, U for understanding. You'll have explored a simple language technique to make your suggestions more easily accepted. And this episode, number five, D for direction, we've covered the four phases of leadership. Therefore, you will now know and have a greater awareness of what phase you are at, and you may want to decide to begin a development plan to raise your leadership level skill. How will you make yourself and your organisation proud? I like using alliteration and acronyms, so let's find out if you can hear this last one. I have used it before. Unless we decide to take action, get some results and then evaluate the effectiveness, then this podcast will have just been entertainment at best. Go on, I dare you to decide to take action to improve your professional career. Decide, action, results, evaluate, dare. Dare to be different, dare to create, dare to make a difference. I wish you all the success you are prepared to work for, and that the people you influence on a regular basis will start to see the many untapped talents that you have. Take care and stay safe. If you like this podcast episode, then feel free to share it with those that you care about. If you haven't already subscribed, then click on the relevant button so you don't miss out and always get the latest episode. I am Matthew Groomhead, and this is a proud podcast.